稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天我们要进行的栏目是传承跨代的危机与转机。上回曾金发牧师以马可福音七章一到二十三节分享了传承三大警戒，其中的第一个警戒，也就是当心重大的脱节，心口不一致的信仰。今天要继续分享传承三大警戒的第二个警戒，当心重大的欺骗。曾牧师同时也会提出教会八个妥协的危机。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
In England, there is a conference known as the Keswick Convention.
在英国有一个复兴的聚会叫做 Keswick Convention.
It is a time of Bible exposition.
这是一个释经讲道的一个研讨会。
Many years ago, they invited a Bible teacher by the name of F.B. Meyer to teach in the Keswick Convention.
在很多年前，他们邀请一位很有名的讲员叫做 Myers 在这个聚会中间讲道。
In the same convention.
在同一个聚会中间，有一位宣教士叫 City Stark， 他也在 这中间。
City Stark was the famous missionary from to China, India, and Africa.
这位 City Stark 他是去中国、印度跟非洲的宣教士。
So I call City Stark God's CIA agent, China, India, Africa.
所以我叫他 CIA agent， 就是 China, India, Africa.
And because City Stark was visiting, they gave him a few minutes to share.
因为他是一个路过的访客，所以他们给他几分钟来分享。
So he took the mic and he shared about global missions.
所以他拿着这个麦克风就跟与会的人分享普世的宣教。
At that time he was ministering in Africa and he shared about the lost in the dark continent.
所以他那个时候正在非洲工作，所以他分享这个黑暗大陆中间世上的灵魂。
And he shared with great passion and authority on God's heart for the lost.
他带着充满热情的心来分享神对世上灵魂的关爱。
He just took a few minutes to share his heart.
他只是用几分钟分享他的内心。
But the people were moved within.
可是会众都通通被他感动。
They were touched by the conviction and the presence of God.
他们之所以感动，是因为他们感受到神的同在以及那种委身。
The Bible teacher F.B. Meyer looked around and felt, wow, the congregation has been deeply moved.
然后这个解经的讲员 Myers, 他看看整个会众都被感动了。
So at the break time, he went to City Start and said, how do you do it?
所以在休息的时候，他就跑去问这位宣教说，你怎么做得到这样子的？
We take an hour to expound the scriptures.
我们用一个钟头解释经文。
But you just spoke a few minutes on the heart of God and you moved the people of God.
可是你只有几分钟，你就能够使全会众都为之动容。
How do you do it？
你怎么做得到的
？And FB, sorry, City Start asked the question.
然后 City Start 就问他一个问题
：Have you given all your keys to Jesus？
他说：“你是不是把所有钥匙都交给耶稣
？”And he explained that in our human heart there are different doors. Some doors are open to God, some doors are closed.
他就跟他解释，我们心里面有很多的门，有的是向神敞开，有的是对神关闭的。
And there are some dark corners in our heart. We not only close the door to God, we lock it and we kept the keys.
我们内心深处有一些黑暗的角落，我们不单对神是关门，而且我们把它锁起来，把钥匙收起来。
So there are some parts in our hearts. We say we love you, Lord. We open our heart to you.
所以我们心里面有一个部分向神敞开，说主啊，我们爱你，我们需要你。
But there are some places, dark corners in our hearts, secret places, we lock it and say, God, don't touch.
然后可是我们心里面有另外一些地方是关起来封闭的而且锁起来跟神说你不要碰。
And C.C. Studd says, have you opened up all your heart and given all your keys to Jesus?
所以 C.C. Studd 就问他说你是不是把所有门都打开把所有钥匙全部交给耶稣。
That afternoon, F.B. Meyer went to a quiet place to pray.
那天下午 Meyer 就跑到一个安静的地方祷告。
He felt a deep conviction in his heart.
心中很扎心。
He recognized there was a great disconnect.
他发觉他自己心里面有一个很大的断裂。
He was a good Bible teacher.
他是一个非常好的教导圣经的老师。
But he hasn't given all his keys to Jesus.
可是他不是所有钥匙都交给耶稣。
So that afternoon, he prayed a simple but sincere prayer.
所以那天下午他做了一个简单却真诚的祷告。
Lord, I open all the doors of my heart to you.
主啊，我把我心中所有的门向你敞开。
And I give you all my keys.
然后我把所有钥匙交给你。
From that day onwards, F.B. Meyer wasn't just a good Bible teacher, he became a great Bible teacher.
从那天下午开始 ,F.B. Meyer 不再是一个好的释经讲道的讲员，他是一个非常棒的释经讲道的讲员。
Because something changed within his heart.
因为他内心深处有一些事情改变了。
Beware of the great disconnect within our hearts.
小心心中可能有个很严重的脱节。
All our keys must be given to Jesus.
我们所有的钥匙必须交给耶稣。
That's the first caution.
这个是第一个提醒。
Don't just worship God with your lips where your heart is far from him.
不要只用嘴唇来敬拜主，当你的心却是远离他。
Otherwise, there will be a great disconnect.
否则就是一个非常大的严重的脱节。
The second caution is beware of the great deception.
第二个是有一个小心，有一个重大的自我欺骗。
Verse 7 says, "In vain do they worship me."
第七节说，他们拜我也是枉然。
We are prone to self-deception and blind spots in our life.
我们每个人心生命中间都有一些盲点跟自我欺骗的地方。
What keeps us from these blind spots and self-deception?
什么使得我们有自欺跟盲点？
When we have feedback that is honest and competent.
当有人很真诚地告诉我们，回馈给我们，我们才会看到我们的盲点跟我们的自我欺骗。
No use having feedback that is honest but it's not competent, it's not an accurate feedback.
如果这个回馈不真诚不准确也没什么用。
No use if someone have a competent feedback but they are not honest with us.
如果人家给你一个回馈这个回馈却不是真诚不是诚实的也没什么用。
So in order to be free from self-deception, we need honest and competent feedback.
所以我们要是能够看到自己的盲点看到自己自欺的地方需要有真诚而且是达到重点的回馈。
Now, what if the feedback is from God Himself?
如果这个回馈是从神来的呢?
It will always be honest and competent.
然后如果是从神来的,一定会真诚,而且一定会达到重点。
This is the feedback of Jesus to the religious leaders of His day. He says, in vain do they worship me.
这个就是耶稣当天当日给这些宗教领袖的真诚又达到重点的回馈,拜我也是枉然。
In vain means it's empty and futile worship.
枉然就是空洞的,没有用的。
Here's the irony, they were worshipping the right God in the wrong way.
这个就是很严重的一个讽刺,他们敬拜对的神,却是用不对的办法。
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land.
历代志下第七章第十四节这样说这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地。
During the COVID season, this is one of the most popular verses shared by different leaders to call the church unto repentance.
在疫情流行的时候，很多教会领袖用这一节经文召聚人来祷告。
So in my quiet time, I say to the Lord, Lord, this is an open heart, this is an open Bible, this is my open journal. Would you tell me exactly what do we repent of?
所以我就把这个经文带到神面前祷告说主啊我向你敞开心敞开 圣经打开，然后求你告诉我，我该从什么罪中悔改。
And that quiet morning in the COVID season, the Lord spoke to me through 2 Kings chapter 17 and chapter 18.
然后在 这中间有一天安静祷告的时候，神就借着列王记下17章15节跟我说话。
So I started my journal with 2 Kings 17 verse 15. They went after false idols and became false.
然后我的日记中间就这样写着，从列王记下17章15节里面所说的，就厌弃他的律例和与他列祖所立的约，并劝诫他们的话，随从虚无的神。
I wrote in my journal this principle, what we pursue, we become.
因此我在日记中写下来，我们所追求的对象就会成为我们的样子。
We have to be careful what we are seeking after.
我们需要小心我们追求什么。
In 2 Kings 17:15, it says they went after false gods. They pursued false idols and they became false.
所以在列王记下17章15节里面说到，他们随从虚无的神，他们自己也变成虚妄。
It led to the declension of the soul, the backsliding of the soul.
这个就使得我们的灵魂，我们的内心变得越来越虚妄。
And that morning from 2 Kings 17, the Lord showed me 8 compromises the people made that is relevant for the church today.
然后同一天早上，当我这样安静默想的时候，神给我八样事情，就是今天在我们中间，在我们教会中间的虚妄。
8 compromises that the modern churchMust take stock of and pay attention to.
这八项的妥协是今天教会必须要面对、必须要注意的。
Here are the 8 things we must examine ourselves and the compromises we have to be aware of.
这八样的妥协、这八样的虚妄，也是我们自己个人生命中间必须要反省。
The first is in 2 Kings 17 verse 7. There was a lack of gratitude.
的第一个就是缺乏感恩的心。列王记下17章第七节。
You see, God delivered his people from the bondage of Egypt.
你只要看到神把他们从埃及的奴役中拯救出来。
And yet they did not serve and worship him who delivered them.
可是他们却不去敬拜跟服侍那位拯救他们的主。
If God delivered them, why didn't they serve God? Because there was a lack of gratitude. They took everything for granted.
如果神拯救他们，为什么他们不去服侍他呢？因为他们心中缺乏对他感恩的心。
The second compromise was idolatry in their lives, verse 7 and verse 12.
然后第二个妥协，第二个虚妄，就是在十二节，就是偶像。
Here's the unthinkable thing. Instead of serving God, they feared other gods.
然后这个是更加令人不可思议的，就是说他们不单不服侍神，而且他们去服侍别的神。
Verse 12 says they serve idols.
第十二节说他们侍奉偶像。
Idols is not just the tablets and the idols in the ancestral worship or the temple. Whatever is in our lives as compromises and sin, that's idolatry.
偶像不只是说像我们看到的祖宗牌位或者说庙宇里面的神像，它是我们心中取代神位置的东西。
The third is in verse 8, they conform to pagan culture.
第三，他们随从异教的风俗。
Verse 8 says they walk in the customs of the nations.
这就是第八节里面所说的，在他们面前随从耶和华在他们面前所赶出外邦人的风俗。
The fourth compromise, the worldly culture without became their culture within.
第四个妥协是，本来是外面的文化，现在变成他们心中的文化。
The second part of verse 8 says they walk in the customs of the kings of that the kings of Israel had practiced.
这个在第八节的后半里面讲说，他们跟随在神在他们面前赶出来外邦人的风俗。
Number 5, the compromise began in secret.
第五，这种妥协是在秘密无人所知的情况之下进行的。
Verse 9 says, And the people of Israel did secretly against the Lord.
第九节，以色列人中暗中行不正的事，暗中。
We have to be careful what we do in secret.
我们必须要小心暗中所行的事。
We have to pass on this concern and caution for those we disciple. Be careful what you do in secret.
我们必须要把这一样观念传递给我们所训练的门徒，就是说，当你在暗中所行的事是什么回事？
Compromise number 6 is in verse 13 and verse 14.
第六个妥协是在第十三跟十四节。
They fail to heed God's warnings.
他们不重视神的警告。
The Lord had warned them by every prophet and every seer.
主透过很多的先知，很多的先见来警告他们。
And verse 14 says, but they would not listen.
可是第十四节说，他们却不听从。
The seventh compromise, their hearts became stubborn.
第七个妥协，第七个虚妄，就是他们心变得刚硬。
The second part of verse 14 says, but they would not listen, but were stubborn.
第十四节的后半说，他们不但不听从，而且硬着颈项。
And the eighth compromise, they walk in unbelief.
第八个是他们在不信中生活。
Verse 14 says, they did not believe in the Lord their God.
第十四节说他们不信服耶和华他们的神。
Eight compromises.
八个妥协。
So true of the modern church today.
对今天教会仍然是真实的。
There was lack of gratitude.
缺乏感恩。
Number two, there was idolatry.
拜偶像。
Number three, they conform to pagan culture.
心意随从文化。
Number four, the worldly culture without became the culture within.
外面的文化变成我们生活中生活的文化。
Number five, the compromise began in secret.
第五，在暗中妥协了。
Six, they failed to heed God's warnings.
第七，不听神的警告。
Seven, their heart became stubborn.
硬着颈项。
And eight, they walk in unbelief.
第八是在不幸中生活。
By then that morning, I came in tears before the Lord.
就那天早晨，我在神面前掉眼泪。
I say, Lord, forgive me and forgive the church.
主啊，饶恕我，也饶恕你的教会。
We have sinned against you.
我们得罪你。
Then the Lord showed me all these eight compromises have one root.
然后神就让我看见，这所有八种的妥协从一个根源出来。
And so my mind was very alert and I want to know, Lord, what is this one root?
所以我整个心警觉起来，我跟神说，到底这个根源是什么？
And I saw that in 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 33.
这个我在列王记下17章33节看见。
Verse 33 says, so they feared the Lord, but also served their own gods.
第33节说，他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神。
They feared the Lord, but also, they serve their own gods.
他们惧怕神，可是他们却服侍他们自己的神。
The root is a compromise of spiritual syncretism.
这个根源就是我们属灵上面混杂了。
Spiritual syncretism is worshipping of God while holding fast to our own idols.
就是我们属灵的混杂，就是说一方面怕神，可是另外一方面又去侍奉其他的神。
It's worshiping God and ministering and leading, but all our keys have not been given to Jesus.
我们一方面在服侍神，在敬拜神，可是另外一方面我们却心里面有很多钥匙不肯交给神。
Unfortunately, many Christians are doing this.
很可惜，很多信徒就是这样生活。
That's why revival is so slow to come.
这是为什么复兴那么缓慢才来到？
We have not learned the power of repentance.
因为我们还没有学到悔改的力量。
Because repentance is the key to revival.
因为悔改是复兴的关键。
We have often said prayer is the key to revival.
我们常常以为祷告是复兴的关键。
That is true.
没错。
The question is what kind of prayer?
问题是什么样的祷告？
The Bible says, if you cherish sin in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
圣经说，如果你心中怀着罪，神不会垂听我们的祷告。
It is the prayer of faith.
是一个信心的祷告。
The prayer of surrender.
是一个向主投降的祷告。
The prayer of repentance that draws us to the heart of God.
是一个悔改的祷告，使我们心归向神。
It wasn't that they didn't fear God or worship Him. They feared God, but they kept their own idols.
他们并不是不怕神，他们怕神，可是他们也侍奉他们的偶像。
They feared God big time. They have their worship festivals.
他们很大规模的来敬拜他们主，有他们的节庆。
But their hearts are far from God.
可是他们的心却远离上帝。
This is what we need to repent of.
这个就是我们需要从这些事情中悔改的。
We must repent of the ambivalence of double-mindedness.
我们必须要从这种心怀二意的状况中间悔改。
And the adultery of a double love.
而且心里面有两个爱慕对象这种偶像里面悔改。
It must be a devotion and a discipleship from the inside out.
这种门徒训练跟这种委身必须要从内到外。
At the heart of spiritual syncretism is pride and self-will.
然后这种宗教的混杂主义，其实它是从我们内心的骄傲里面出来的。
And inside us, there's always a fight, a tussle between two wills.
在我们心中一直都有一个征战，是两边在拔河。
And we must learn to follow our master who prayed, "Not my will, but Your will be done, Lord."
我们必须要从主耶稣那边学习说主不是按着我的意思乃是按着你的意思。
Thankfully, not all is lost.
感谢主不是所有都失落了。
In the wake of the hopelessness in chapter 17 comes chapter 18.
在17章没有盼望的光景之中来到18章我们看见盼望。
There is a hope in chapter 18 because there was a man who stood in the gap before God.
18章的盼望来自一个站在破口中的人。
This man is King Hezekiah.
这个就是西西家王。
He was a man of God, part of the spiritual remnant God is raising up.
这是神所为他们所留的余种，也是为他们代求的。
So with all these spiritual compromises in chapter 17,
所以十七章以色列人中充满了各种各样的妥协。
Chapter 18 shows not all is lost.
十八章却让我们看见不是所有都失落了。
It says, "Look at King Hezekiah."
他说，你看西西家王。
Verse 5 and verse 6 says, He trusted in the Lord, for he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments.
第十八章第五、第六节说，西西家倚靠耶和华以色列神，在他前后的犹太列王中没有一个及他的，因他专靠耶和华，总不离开。
God is looking for men and women of God who will trust him and hold fast to him.
神在寻找那些愿意依靠他抓紧他的人。
A spiritual remnant that would not depart from God.
这个就是属灵的余种，他不会远离上帝。
It is God who is raising up this spiritual remnant.
神会兴起这个余种。
That's the hope of chapter 18.
这个就是十八章的盼望。
But the question is, are we willing to be part of the spiritual remnant?
问题是你我愿不愿意成为这个属灵的余种的
其中一员。Are our hearts open to God?
我们的心是不是向 上帝敞开的。
Are we serving him without a great deception?
我们是否不用自欺欺人的办法来服侍他。
Because that great disconnect and the great deception will compromise us.
因为那个重大的自我欺骗跟重大的脱节使得我们不能服。
But it's the remnant who cries out, "Revive us, O God."
是这些余种上神呼喊说复兴我们主。
I want to give you the key to revival.
我会给你复兴的钥匙。
It's a simple but important key.
是一个简单却是非常重要的钥匙。
It's a key I teach my church. I want to share with you so that you can pass it on to others.
我如此教导我的教会，也今天教导你们，希望你们能够传承下去。
The key to revival is you draw a circle in the ground.
这个复兴的钥匙是在你上地上画一个圆圈。
You step into the circle.
你站在这个圆圈中间。
And you pray, "Oh Lord, revive everything within this circle."
你就跟神说，跟主祷告说，主啊，圆圈之内所有东西，求你复兴。
Revive me, Lord.
复兴我。
The key to the revival of a nation is when we are willing to be revived by God.
一个国家的复兴的关键就在我这个人愿不愿被神复兴。在这个关键上面，就是你愿不愿意站在这个圆圈中间，跟神说，主，在圆圈中间所有东西，求你复兴。
It is the man and the woman of God of chapter 18.
就是十八章里面所有属神的儿女。
To trust God, to follow God, to obey God.
相信神，跟随神，顺服神。
It's a spiritual remnant God is raising up.
这个就是神所兴起的余种。
Don't walk in the deception any longer.
不要活在自欺之中。
Don't worship and serve God, but have other idols.
不要敬一边敬拜神，心中有另外一些偶像。
It doesn't work in the Christian life.
在属灵的生命中间，这些东西没有办法这样子。
It's a miserable life.
是一个非常可怜的生命。
There's a lack of joy, lack of power.
缺乏生命，缺乏喜乐，缺乏能力。
The scary thing, you can still build an impressive ministry if you are compromised.
可怕的地方就在你心里面已经妥协了，你仍然可以建一个蛮辉煌的时空。
Because that impressive superstructure means very little to God.
因为地上所呈现的建筑对神来讲没有什么意义。
God is not impressed by our impressive ministries.
我们觉得很讶异，可是神一点都不看重。
He keeps looking at the heart.
他一直看我们的内心。
Is there idolatry within the heart?
心中是否有偶像？
Don't let anything be an idol in your heart.
不要让你心中窝藏偶像。
Surrender it all to Jesus.
向耶稣敞开一切。
Because he alone is worthy of my surrender and yours.
因为他是配得我们放上一切的主。
He calls us to surrender not to get from us. He calls us to surrender to give to us.
他呼召我们，让我们向他顺服，不是要从我们身上得什么，而是他要给我们很多东西。
We often say as a young Christian, oh, you invite God into your life.
我们常常对年轻的基督徒说、哦、你邀请主到你的心中。
That is true, but it's inadequate.
这个是对的，可是不够。
God doesn't want us to invite him into our life.
神不要我们只是把他邀请到我的生命中。
He has a greater agenda.
他有一个更大的计划。
He wants to invite us into his life.
他要邀请我们进到他的生命中。
Into his grace.
进到他的恩典中，
into his glory,
进到他的荣耀中，
into his redemption,
进到他的救赎中，
into his power,
进到他的能力中，
into his truth,
进到他的真理中。
God wants us to come into his kingdom,
让我们进入到他的王国里面，
to know his glory and his power,
去认识他的荣耀跟他的能力。
But we cannot know that if we are holding fast to our small kingdom.
可是我们如果只是珍惜着我们自己个人的王国，我们不可能经历到。
When we are holding on to our small ambitions,
我们抓住自己个人的野心也看不到。
Today, give up your small ambitions.
今天把你自己这种微不足道的野心放下来。
Lay hold of the calling of God in His kingdom.
让神的呼召抓着你进他的王国。
Surrender everything unto Him without any idolatry that we hold back.
向他放下一切，毫无保留。
Enter into His life and the freedom that He gives.
进入他所赐给你自由的生命中。
And I promise you, you will live with joy and contentment and faith.
我可以保证，你这样子，你一定会活在信心跟喜乐中。
God will satisfy the deepest longings of your heart.
因为神会把你心中最深的渴望，他能够满足。
Be careful of the great deception.
小心那个很严重的自我欺骗。
When we serve God and we have other idols within,
不能侍奉主，又心中有窝藏偶像。
Be careful of the great disconnect.
小心心里面有一个很严重的脱节。
When we serve God with our lips and not in reality,
当我们嘴唇敬拜他，心却远离他。
Be careful of this great deception.
小心自我欺骗。
When we are serving God but there are other idols,
当我们侍奉主，心中却有其他偶像。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。当心重大的欺骗，敬拜对的神却用不对的方法，惧怕神却服侍自己的神。宗教的混杂是从内心的骄傲发出，悔改是复兴的关键。非常宝贵的提醒，今天节目就为您进行到这儿。愿神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿神坚立。我是芳华，我们下回相约在主里。
愿你荣耀国度降临我们中间，神灵降下焚烧众人心灵，复兴我们为失丧灵魂。Thank you.